You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. So much news to cover today. My God, yes, it is like every day, just a sheer torrents of news to get to. The sad thing is, I think one of the main themes of today's show is that it's not really the government that we have to worry about. It's our fellow Americans. And there's lots of stories today about Americans essentially doing the part of oppression on their fellow Americans on the government's behalf. We'll get into all of that and more. But here's the latest by John Bowne, COVID sheep under martial law. Here it is.
Hey, did you know 95% of the hospitalizations in Israel are people vaccinated? Hey, did you know 99.9% of the people hospitalized in Australia are injected? That's not a Delta variant. That's what they were injected with.
141 people are in hospital with COVID at present, and 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease. Of those 141, 60 are under the age of 55 and 28 under the age of 35. All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine.
But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else, that something supersedes that need to do exactly what you want to do.
Permanent martial law is being established. The chains are going on. Lockdown 2 is being incrementally activated. But this information now in front of us is 100% documented, completely clear, and is very paradoxical. Very paradoxical, because it is actually the National Health Services that are reporting the data, and then it's completely being ignored by the media, and they continue to move forward with it. And what am I talking about? It's just dumb founding. Remember Israel 3 weeks ago said, we're getting new breakthrough cases and people that are vaccinated. Then they said, yeah, the majority of people that are really sick have had the inoculation. And then other countries reported the same thing all over the world, same numbers. Now, remember, what did Fauci say 3 weeks ago? 100% or 99% of the people sick or dying didn't have the shot. And you just heard that lie. And Congress said, where's the numbers on that? You don't get them. Oh, put your mask back on. Take your shot. It's like, Chucky, I got my shot. I got my shot for you. FDA approved. Him and Psaki say, it's like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. Take it.
According to Dr. Fauci, of the nearly 10,000 COVID-related deaths in the United States last month, more than 99% were from unvaccinated people.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America. You know, those regions of America which are highly vaccinated, and we have a low level of dynamics of infection, and in some places, some states, some cities, some areas, where the level of vaccination is low and the level of virus dissemination is high. That's where you're going to see the spikes.
Oh, you're very sick now. Let me go back to my laboratory where we torture dogs to death or babies. Oh, came out yesterday. We keep babies alive. Fauci does while we get the organs. I'm Fauci.
If Dr. Anthony Fauci thought Rand Paul was mad at him, wait until the animal activists see this. A new report shows that under Fauci's direction, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease funded painful and deadly experiments on dogs to the tune of more than $400,000. According to the White Coat Waste Project, researchers used biting flies to infect dozens of healthy beagles with parasites to test an experimental drug. Records show the dogs endured months of pain, and once researchers were done with them, they were killed.
Got more for you. I love my laboratories where we torture beagles to death, though.
All right, folks, you can find and share that video at Infowars.com and band.video. Like, I could show you the stats on the mask, I could show you the stats on the lockdown, the stats on the vaccine, but what argument is better than Fauci kills dogs? He can stay the hell away from me.
You've
They've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats. All amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the Cyber Symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Let's not waste any time today because we have so much to cover. I don't know how we're going to get it all into today's program. But let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. Again, news broke basically the minute that this show ended yesterday, so might be old news at this point, but I haven't gotten to report on it yet. Cuomo resigns following sexual harassment allegations. Following calls on both sides of the aisle to step down, embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned following multiple sexual harassment allegations, including a AG investigation that found he was at fault and had, in fact, broken the law, which means resignation is not good enough. He must be jailed. He must be imprisoned. He must be investigated. Now, the DOJ has decided they don't want to investigate what happened with the nursing homes where something like upwards of 15,000 elderly people were essentially murdered by the orders of Andrew Cuomo, who then attempted to cover it up. He should be investigated for that. But even aside from that, the AG report itself says the sexual harassment claims amount to criminal conduct. So, not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. This is the mindset that we need to be in now. Victories are not victories. They are stepping stones to greater victories ahead. All right. This is a petty, petty victory. Andrew Cuomo stepping down. We want his scalp. Metaphorically, of course. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announces he's resigning in 14 days. That's right, folks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks to flatten the perv. Cuomo's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is now set to become New York's first female governor. Wow, congratulations, ladies. First female governor. You know, if you can't get elected, just get appointed to that second position and then oust your leader. That's feminism, folks. Truly incredible. Of course, he's not the only Democrat to be ousted from office because of disgusting sexual allegations in just the last few days. Democratic Arizona senator charged with child molestation resigns after 6 days of outcry. Can you imagine being caught red-handed molesting children and you don't resign for 6 days? For 6 days, you're like, no, I can get through this. For 6 days, you're like, no, the media will cover for me. For almost an entire week, you actually hold out thinking that you'll survive this because Democrats almost always do. But no, eventually the hammer has come down for Senator Tony Navarrete, who has resigned following 6 days of outcry. He was arrested on charges of repeatedly molesting two teenage boys. Navarrete, who's considered a rising star within the Arizona Democratic Party and founded his party's LGBTQP caucus, resigned his position within Arizona legislature on Tuesday afternoon. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Let's not draw any patterns here. Let's not make any connections. Let's just assume this was a one-off sort of thing. Maybe he's Italian. We don't know. Carrie Lake, the former Fox News host who's now running for governor in the state, was one of the first Arizonans to comment saying that if she took the governorship, she would stop the, quote, far left from sexualizing our children. It's like on an individual basis or by policy. Either way, these disgusting leftist perverts are actually attempting to sexualize your children. Senator Tony Navarrete was actually the one who sponsored the kindergarten sex ed bill in Arizona. He's now been accused of child sex crimes. Now, I'm shocked. Wow, I'm so shocked and surprised. Taliban overruns 8 large cities in less than a week. Pentagon says, quote, not much can be done. The New York Times on Tuesday afternoon is reporting that the Taliban has now overrun its 7th and 8th provincial capitals. Puli Kumri in the north has become the latest regional capital to fall. And, of course, you know, we point this out. And we also point out that the Taliban now controls the majority of the geographic country. Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghan territory and are threatening to take 11 provincial capitals and trying to deprive Kabul of its traditional support from national forces in the north, a senior EU official has said on Tuesday. That's according to Reuters. Again, we point this out not to say, oh, my gosh, it's bad that we left Afghanistan now that the Taliban is taking over. I pointed out to ask the question, what the hell have we been doing there for 20 years? For 20 years, we've spent trillions of dollars in this country, and literally, like, the moment we leave, the Taliban just takes over the entire country. What were we doing that entire time? Where did all of that money go? How did we achieve absolutely nothing? How does the Taliban have, you know, incontrovertible control over the entire country the week after we leave? We didn't weaken them at all, apparently. 20 years of warfare. The greatest country, the biggest empire, the richest, most powerful nation in the history of the world against a bunch of warlords for 20 years, and we achieve nothing. Zero. It's really just incredible. And, of course, the fallout, it's going to be bad. Afghanistan fallout could lead to 3 million migrants trying to reach Europe. German humanitarian development worker Sybil Schinehag has predicted predicted as many as 3 million Afghan asylum seekers could head to Europe in the near future. The aid worker says, I always ask people, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia? They're Muslims. This is your culture. The answer is always no. Germany is better. Or, you know, what they're really saying, no, we're conquering Europe, actually, with our numbers. And trust me, I have a Middle Eastern friend who went to Europe about 2 years ago. And the stories he tells are insane because people thought he was Muslim. So he'd come up to him and say things to him that were truly unbelievable. But he's like, literally, people would just come up to him and be like, yeah, us Yemenis, we took this town. We're the majority population in this town now. We're conquering everything. Inshallah. Like, they're literally just like openly amongst themselves, just like, yeah, we're conquering Europe by our numbers. We're going to move in. We're going to take over. First, we take this town. We get the majority there. Then we move to the next town, take majority. And the Europeans are just like, oh, they need help. Oh, the poor asylum seekers. We must help them. And they're just like, suckers, we are conquering your ass and you're not even trying to stop us. Quote, so we absolutely have to support the Afghans to build a future in rural areas. If not, the consequences for Germany and Europe are foreseeable. No, we don't. No, nobody does. No, you don't. You actually don't have to. They can just stay in their country. They can improve it if they want. It's not your responsibility. This is called extortion. This is called a threat against you, right? Your neighbor's like, hey, my house sucks, but your house is nice. I'm going to come live in your house if you don't help me fix up my house. You're just like, oh, all right. How about no? You don't get to come in our house. Fix up your own house. End of story. End of discussion. Doors closed. But no. Europe can't do that. Apparently, we have to take everybody. By we, of course, I mean the West in general. The last remaining, you know, bulwarks of Western civilization and Christendom as it's slowly being eaten out from the inside by parasites. YouTube censors Rand Paul video in which he slammed YouTube censorship. In the video, which can be viewed below on Infowars.com, Paul cites 2 scientific studies that prove cloth masks have no effect on halting the spread of coronaviruses. Wow. Oh, no. Science? Science on a YouTube channel? No, we can't have it. He says this, quote, saying cloth masks work when they don't actually risk lives. As somebody who may choose to care for a loved one with COVID while only wearing a cloth mask. This is not only bad advice, but potentially deadly misinformation, Paul urges in the video. And now he's been removed because that's what YouTube does. Truly incredible. We'll obviously play that video a little bit later because, well, that's what we do here. But YouTube is not the only mass big tech platform that has decided that they get to decide whether you hear from your elected officials. Twitter locks out Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for 7 days and over violation of the platform's policy on COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. The Republican congresswoman has been suspended for violating the same policies on at least 2 other occasions. Green tweeted the FDA, quote, should not approve the COVID vaccines because they were failing and ineffective at decreasing the spread of the virus. Twitter flagged the tweet as misleading and locked the congresswoman out, even though it's absolutely true. So again, two times now in the last day, a major big tech platform has censored the ability of elected officials, senators and congressmen that are in office, limited their ability to actually speak to their constituents because they're quoting actual scientific studies about the effectiveness of masks or the effectiveness of the vaccines, and in some regards expressing their opinions about that. After all, Marjorie Taylor Greene was expressing an opinion, saying, I don't think the FDA should approve this. And then she cited a fact, saying, because the vaccines do not lower the spread, which is what the CDC says. So just know, when they have these rules, like you have to parrot what the CDC says, that alone is disturbing and unacceptable. But then if you even say what the CDC says and come to the natural conclusion, when they say, hey, it doesn't stop the spread, and you say, then it's not a vaccine, you'll still be kicked off.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them. for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee. Oh, Lord of hosts, have mercy on us.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. Let's continue with our daily dispatch here as we saw the very disturbing videos of... I keep wanting to say jackbooted thugs, but they weren't. They were frumpy little tattletales going around a cafe in Paris demanding to see your digital mark of the beast. Macron has made a statement about this, a truly predictable one. So many adjectives to describe what this is. Orwellian, I guess, would be appropriate. Macron says showing police your papers to visit a cafe is about freedom. Oh, yeah. Yeah, freedom is slavery, folks. Slavery is freedom. After a video emerged of Parisians having to show their vaccine passport papers to police in order to sit outside a cafe, President Macron asserted that the system was to protect people's freedoms. That's right, folks. Go to jail for your freedom. Have police patrol your streets and check people's papers because of freedom. It's for your freedom, you see. Just incredible. Those unable or unwilling to show their papers face massive fines, while business owners could even go to prison if they refuse to enforce the system. However, the new program may end up putting a lot of people out of business, giving the multitude of images that show normally busy cafes and restaurants all but empty. Ignoring the threat of legal action, half of the establishments canvassed by Reuters said they were refusing to enforce the checks, which is good. And obviously people in France should support the restaurants refusing to go along with this fascist takeover. You can find that story at InfoWars.com. This one also at InfoWars.com continues with it. Reuters, half of Paris cafes and bars are refusing to comply with vaccine passport scheme. It has some of the same information as that other article, but I just really like this line from this article. There is no public support for this control scheme. That's it. There's none. There's no public support for this control scheme. Like, that's it. That tells you everything you need to know. In fact, there's massive outcry. Millions of people taking to the street to demand that this not be implemented. But remember, this is our democracy, which means the will of the people has no input on what is dictated by your betters. Because everything is backwards nonsense. Because we're in hell. Study finds most highly educated Americans are also the most vaccine hesitant. A new report by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Pittsburgh has found the most highly educated Americans are also the most vaccine hesitant. The researchers canvassed no fewer than 5 million Americans who responded to surveys on whether they were probably or definitely not planning on getting a COVID vaccine. Surprisingly, the breakdown in vaccine hesitancy by level of education finds that the association between hesitancy and education levels follows a U-shaped curve, with the highest hesitancy among those least and most educated. People with a master's degree had the least hesitancy, and the highest hesitancy was among those holding a PhD. So, I don't know if you guys seen the meme where you have a bell curve of intelligence, and on the lowest end are the stupid people, they believe one thing. And on the other end is the intelligent people. They believe the same thing. And in the middle is the midwits who just believe whatever they're told. So on the – yeah, this one. This is probably my newest favorite meme template, right? It's so good, and it applies to so many different things. And it literally aligns perfectly with the results of this study. Here you see the line graph above it where you have a lot of hesitancy on the left with the lower educational attainment – and higher on the right with PhD-level educational attainment. And there in the middle, the highly educated, or rather mid-wit educated, bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, very accepting. So it goes from the left, I don't want me no 5G magnet, to the right, the data just doesn't add up. And what you have in the middle are the mid-wits, stick that needle in my arm now, do it now. It's so true. It's just hilarious that we now have scientific evidence to back up the veracity of that meme template. Truly incredible stuff. Senate passes largest infrastructure package in decades with plenty of GOP help. We'll get into this as well, some of the poison pills buried deep within this infrastructure, the hypocrisy of Republicans who refuse to help Trump pass any sort of infrastructure bill and yet are ready and willing to sign on to the infrastructure bill of Joe Biden, which includes poison pills, an amnesty for 11 million Americans, car tracking systems controlled by the U.S. government with the ability to shut off your engine remotely, and a ton of other very disturbing things that we'll get into in today's program. Governor signs bill allowing students to graduate without knowing how to read or write. Governor Kate Brown of Oregon has signed a bill into law which allows the students of the state to graduate from high school without having to prove they know how to read, write, or understand math. I literally made this joke yesterday, but it is in fact all too true. Because after all, diversity is our strength, therefore lower all of the expectations that you have. Brown's communication director said in a statement emailed to the Oregonian that dropping requirements to prove people should be able to graduate will help the state's Black, Latino, Latina, Latinx, Indigenous, Asian, Pacific Island, just say not white. Just say not white, okay? We know what you're saying. You're saying not white people are dumb. Therefore, if we want not white people to succeed, we have to pretend like they're smart. We have to not actually grade them and just give them an A and just put them through and go, wow, oh, look at all these college graduates that aren't white. Isn't that amazing? You are racist. You are destructive. You're everything that's wrong with the modern world. My God, how stupid can you possibly be? Graduating high school without knowing how to read or write. But, hey, they're going to have lots of graduates now, right? Kind of like how crime rates fall if you stop punishing criminals. It's kind of the same thing. It's like, wow, we've vastly increased our graduation rates by just giving everybody a diploma, whether they even come to school or not. Wow, truly incredible. Wow, good job, guys. Good job. Just mind-blowing stuff. Greece faces disaster of unprecedented proportions as wildfires ravage the country. Get this, folks. They say, and CNN, I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's a lie right here when they say it's a natural disaster of unprecedented proportions. I think, as just my personal opinion here, 586 wildfires in one tiny Mediterranean country is not natural. It's not natural. 586 wildfires in the country of Greece burning right now. That's arson. I think that's arson. That's what I assume that it is. By the way, a college professor has been arrested for potentially maybe having started the massive wildfire that is now threatening to be the largest in American history. California college professor set arson fire near Dixie Fire, authorities say. Gary Maynard is facing charges of arson in connection with the ranch fire, as well as unauthorized entry into a closed area, a report said. College professor has been arrested and charged with arson in connection to one of a series of suspected arson fires near the state's massive Dixie Fire, authorities said. He taught courses at Santa Clara University and Sonoma State University. So, there you go. You got college professors now starting wildfires, probably so we can blame climate change. Because after all, that's the only thing you need to know about any natural disaster these days. Final two stories now. Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox has dismissed 25,000 felony cases, including murders, shootings, sexual assaults, and Jesse Smollett's hoax attack, dropping nearly 30% of the felony charges, 35% higher than her latest predecessor. And our final story here that, again, we'll get into later in the program. Minorities drive population growth in U.S. while number of white people declines for the first time. Yep, white genocide, real and now here in the U.S. White population for the first time ever has actually decreased while the population of minorities has increased to an even greater degree than the white population has decreased. So, hey, give it a couple years, there's no more white people and all the problems in the world will be solved.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-and-some dollars a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying to be attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're taking your phone calls today. You know, as I look around at the headlines, there's really only one phrase that can encapsulate what's happening right now. This is it. That's the phrase. This is it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, there are lots of these like doomsday cults, doomsday prophecies. And a lot of times they have predictions where they're like, you know, the rapture will come on October 29th, 2021. And, you know, they have all these reasons for their predictions. And, you know, October 29th comes. People are standing around and nothing happens, right? Nothing occurs. And so they have to go back and go, oh, well, it looks like we made a mistake. It looks like it's November 30th. But what if on on October 29th, when all of the cult members are gathered in their robes and are standing on the top of, you know, some hill somewhere. What if on October 29th, the sky suddenly goes dark? What if the earth starts to rumble underneath their feet and fissures start to crack at the bottom of the hill? Lava starts spewing out of trees. Like, what if the birds start speaking in human voices? You'd go, oh my God, this is it. Holy crap, the prophecy was true, right? That's kind of where we are now. That's kind of where we are now. For the past 20 years, Alex Jones has been prophesying that the New World Order would, under the guise of, you know, biomedical tyranny, release a pathogen in order to justify their total takeover and lockdown and complete control of the entire earth. Like, this is it. This is it. So if this was the doomsday prophecy, we said the world was going to end on this date. Well, now you're seeing the cracks in the earth. Now you're seeing the birds fall out of the sky. Now you're seeing the sky turn black. Like, this is it. Okay, so I'm not sure where we're going to be a year from now. But I hope to hell we're not still in the same situation that we're in now, which is sort of just helplessly sitting by while our enemies completely overrun us. But it's kind of surreal. Feel like you're in a nightmare or something. Like, this is it. This is what we've been warning about, what Alex Jones has been warning about for 20 years, and that time after time, growing up, you know, at 17 or 18, when I'd watch Alex Jones and go, oh, that sounds really bad, but you know, hopefully it won't happen. Hopefully we can avoid that. Hopefully it won't get to that point. Hopefully this guy's wrong about this. And it turns out he's not wrong. Turns out it's literally happening right now as we speak. And if we don't stand up and fight back against it, that's it. It's over. This is it. This is Ragnarok, right? This is the apocalypse. This is the takeover. This is the fall of humanity. So what better time, folks, to go to InfoWarsStore.com? We've been telling you about this. We've been the ones, you know, letting you know not only what was going to happen, but what is still yet to come. What is still going to happen? That this is not over. That what we're seeing happen right now are the pieces being put into place for the final advance, for the true absolute takeover. So there's not much time left. It may only be like a month left. I mean, who knows? They're literally talking about, you know, charging you with hate crime for just telling Dr. Fauci he's wrong. Like, they're going to pass those laws. They're going to send in the cops. They're going to have their fingers on the trigger. It's happening right now. The worst thing of all is that it's often our fellow Americans that are doing it to us. Which is why the info war is so important, because, you know, it's one thing to have a political movement attempting to resist things politically. It's another thing to actually have the people on the ground being the ones to enforce it. I have stories today about, like, coaches saying that if you don't have the right political perspective, you're not allowed to play on the team in college women's volleyball. Right? There are restaurants in Austin right now, as of yesterday, who have announced that they require vaccine passes to get into their restaurant, like restaurants that I have gone to before. So who knows? Now it's like, you know, my family's in town. They're like, oh, we want to go to this restaurant. It's like, well, I can't. I'm not a person, according to them. I don't deserve the right to eat inside, according to them. Now, when I read that, there you go, some Austin restaurants to require proof of vaccination for indoor diners. I'm just being, well, I don't know. I don't know if I can tell you, just that alone, it's like something in me just turns red, right? Just fury sort of blinds any logical response to this. And my immediate response is just destruction, just total destruction. Just, oh, I can't be in your restaurant? Well, you can't have a restaurant then. But I would never do that. If I did do it, I would just spray paint like justice for Trayvon on the side of the restaurant, then they never would even investigate it, right? It's a good thing then to burn down a building in the name of, you know, some dead criminal. I don't know. Maybe it's time for a sit-in. Maybe a good old-fashioned civil rights lunch counter sit-in. Maybe that's what we need, since we're literally facing Jim Crow laws at this point for vaccinating people. Now, no government authority told these restaurants they had to do this. No government authorities told the waiters at these restaurants that they have to agree with this and go along with it. No one's telling the people who have the vaccine passports that they have to go to these restaurants and show their vaccine passports and actually participate in this total bigotry against people who don't want to feel forced into a vaccine that is untested, unapproved, and has massive side effects. So this is your fellow Americans doing this. These are regular people. These are your neighbors and your family and your friends who are now essentially telling you that if you don't go along with the dictates of an authoritarian regime, that they will do the work of the regime and exclude you from public life. They will do the work of destroying your life, getting you fired from your job, getting you kicked off of your sports team, getting you ostracized by everybody. They'll do it. It's not the government. It's not orders. There's no political solution to this. There's an informational solution to this, and hopefully waking people up and opening their eyes to the reality of the system that they're participating in. Or there's a violent solution. Like, those are the only two solutions at this point. Because it's not the government that's doing this. So there's not a political solution to it. What more can be said? After all, when the YouTube censors Rand Paul, when Twitter kicks off Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're doing it on behalf of the system. They're doing it on behalf of the regime. And for the benefit of the, you know, globalist superstate. But nobody's forcing them to do it. No laws were passed that said they had to do it. They're doing it on their own accord. And because they know they can. Because they know you won't stand up to them. Because you know you'll just take it on the chin, roll over, not do anything. So they're going to do it. They're going to keep doing it. They're bullies, right? You know, maybe this is just like one of the... I have a responsibility here, talking to tens of thousands of people right now. I'm not going to suggest anything at all. Not going to say anything as to what I think should be done to people who willingly participate and perpetuate this totalitarian madness. I'm not going to. Going to keep my cool. Make no suggestions at all. I think they should live long and happy lives. I wish their restaurant all the success in the world. Incredible. Yeah, maybe this is just a result of like not having bullies anymore. It was kind of like a cliche thing. What do you do when a bully is bothering you? You punch that bully in the nose. That's always been the solution. Like, you could ask anybody from any time period in American history, how do you deal with bullies? Not until, like, this year has the answer been, oh, do whatever the bully says. Oh, just beg the bully to leave you alone. Give the bully your friend and say, beat this guy up instead. Just kiss the bully's feet. Beg the bully. Just let the bully hit you. Hit yourself so the bully doesn't have to hit you. Just beat yourself up. No. When somebody's bullying you, when somebody's using the power that they have over you, you stand up and you punch that bully in the nose. Figuratively.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats. All amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-and-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children. We are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100-and-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And, man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to, like, literally, like, my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the Harrison Self-Censorship Hour. Where I just hope that my psychic energy is being propelled out into the world. Truly incredible. Well, we're going to play some videos here. Just breeze through some of these headlines, some of these big stories. Cuomo, of course, resigning from sexual assault allegations. Now, he gave a big speech about this yesterday. It was about 17 minutes long, but our crew here at InfoWars has cut down that speech from 17 minutes into 38 seconds, because that's all you really need to know. So here's Andrew Cuomo, his 17-minute speech condensed into just the important parts that actually matter. Here it is.
I want to thank the women who came forward with sincere complaints. It's not easy to step forward, but you did an important service. And you taught me, and you taught others, an important lesson. Personal boundaries must be expanded and must be protected. I accept full responsibility. And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
Great. Great. They've taught us an important lesson. Really? You need to be taught not to molest people? All right. Well, good thing they were there to teach you, I guess. Creepy old man. Very interesting timing on his resignation, of course. The same day that the massive infrastructure bills passed, that is what dominated the headlines. Of course, the other question is, what did they offer to him? Did he get a payout of some sort? Did they promise not to prosecute him if he were to peaceably resign? I mean, any number of questions about why exactly he decided to do this now at the end of his grope. I want to be a New York Post headline writer. They have a fun job. Pun master. Typical stuff. Just Democratic Party full of perverts. Nothing else new about that. Meanwhile, the Republican Party is just censored, constantly destroyed. You know, the left, just like homosexuals, right? They have all the, like, they're literally just like kissing his boots and just like praising him and just worshiping him. And he's selling books for seven figures about how good he was at handling the disastrous COVID, pandemic there in New York City, which, by the way, is still the number one place of deaths per capita. Like, the man wrote a book about his successful dealing with the COVID, and I'm fairly certain New York and New Jersey are still the top two deaths per capita from the entire COVID outbreak. He had an entire floating hospital that he didn't even use, instead choosing to send COVID-infected people into nursing homes, killing upwards of 15,000 elderly people. Oh, but no, you hugged a woman and you touched her lower back, so that's what you have to resign for. Because the media dictates morality in this country. So mass murder, 15,000 people dead, and a cover-up to disguise that fact, that's not as important as, you know, making an intern feel uncomfortable. This is just the country that we're in now. It's nonsense. But frankly, it's our fault. It's our fault we let this continue. Rand Paul, of course, was kicked off of YouTube for six days, I guess. 1 week's YouTube censors Rand Paul video, which he slammed YouTube censorship. We're going to play a video now from Rand Paul. This is not the video that he was censored for, but he's talking about being censored in this video. So here's Rand Paul, United States Senator who has been censored from YouTube for literally citing scientific articles funded by the NIH and the CDC. But apparently they contradict the NIH and the CDC. Therefore, YouTube will destroy. What was that? Okay, well, we're pulling that video in right now. But I mean, that alone, it's like, do we not understand that letting big tech, unelected, uncontrolled, un-American, control what we say? I mean, you know that the Facebook Oversight Board has as one of its leadership roles the head of the Department of the Interior for the state of Israel. Like, there are literally government officials from the state of Israel that are on the Facebook Oversight Board that kicked our sitting president off of their platform. It's just wild what we're putting up with in this country. Wild. So here's this video by Rand Paul talking about his censorship from YouTube.
Recently, I shared a video on my YouTube page. It was an interview between myself and a journalist where we discussed a variety of topics, including the science behind wearing masks. Apparently, because I dared to contradict Dr. Fauci and the government, YouTube has removed my video. If you want to see the video, it's up on Rumble.com. Rumble.com does not censor the news. YouTube said the video violated their policy because of my comments on masks, and that they don't allow videos that contradict government's guidance on COVID. YouTube may be a private entity, but they're acting like an arm of the government, censoring those who present an alternative view to the science deniers in Washington. People like Dr. Fauci, who have lied to the American people time and time again about masks. Here's the thing. What I said in that video is actual science. Most of the masks you get over the counter don't work. They don't prevent infection. Saying cloth masks work when they don't actually risks lives, as someone may choose to care for a loved one with COVID while only wearing a cloth mask. This is not only bad advice, but also potentially deadly misinformation. What I said in the interview that YouTube censored is the truth. It's fact. If you want to hear exactly what I said, go ahead and check out the video on my Rumble channel. The channel's name is Rand Paul. Here's some of the science for the YouTube science deniers. A Danish study of 6,000 participants found that wearing a surgical mask did not significantly reduce a person's risk of COVID-19 infection compared to the risks facing those who did not wear masks. A Vietnamese study of 1,600 participants found that cloth masks allow for 97% penetration of particles the same size as the virus. This study also found that cloth mask wearers had a higher rate of infection than the control group who wore no masks. Now, when it comes to N95 masks, I have always said that those do work. Dr. Fauci knew that too, which is why he originally lied to the public and said that the masks don't work. He feared not enough health workers would be able to buy N95 masks if the public were buying them. He justified his lies by explaining that he was trying to shape human behavior. Like so many Fauciism, he lies to us for our own good, or so he believes. Ask any doctor or nurse what mask they wear when they go into a COVID patient's room. Only an N95 mask because the other masks don't work. Trying to shape human behavior isn't the same as following the actual science, which tells us that cloth masks don't work. Censorship by YouTube is very dangerous, as it stifles debate and promotes groupthink, where the truth is defined by people with a political agenda. If you want unfiltered news, go to rumble.com.
We're going to band.video or infowars.com. YouTube censors Rand Paul over Senate floor speech. Just mind-blowing stuff. And, you know, it just makes me think about the opportunity that we missed with Donald Trump. And, you know, we got some videos here from Mike Lindell's symposium as well yesterday. And one of them is Steve Bannon talking about, you know, you can't wait till 2022, you can't wait till 2024. And that's true. At the same time, even if we do wait until 2022 or 2024, how will the Republican candidate succeed when he can't spread his message on social media? Like, the Donald Trump presidency for 4 years was a window in which we could have done a lot of great things. And if you watched InfoWars during that time, you know that we were continuously hounding the Trump administration and the Republicans in general to do something, anything, right? I mean, it's kind of half a joke, but it was like they would be like, oh, we're going to pass this law to cancel the ability of YouTube to blah, blah. And I would be like, no, no, the government's primary purpose is monopolization of force. You send people in to take that company over when they defy you. Like, that's what you should be doing. And we had the chance. We didn't do it. But once again, I guess you can just say InfoWars is right. Alex Jones was right. We knew all along. And so, folks, if you do want to support us, please go now to InfoWarsStore.com. New sale as of yesterday, still going on, and we'll go on for a brief time, but not too much longer, because I don't know how long we'll be able to keep these products in stock. Boost your body's natural defenses. Save up to 50% off these top-selling products. Because of the slow destruction of the supply chain, we're actually having to end some of the flash sales that have been running over the last week. But we want you to be able to turbocharge your body's natural defenses for less. So we're bringing you fresh new sales on recently restocked top-selling products, including pure turmeric extract, the activated charcoal toothpaste, the mouthwash, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
A new article in a peer-reviewed scientific journal is calling for any and all criticism of Dr. Anthony Fauci to be labeled as hate speech and classified as a federal crime, punishable by arrest. Published on July 28, 2021 by corporate media darling Dr. Peter J. Hotez, the opinion editorial is treated as scientific research, although its main thrust is to silence what it refers to as anti-science, the voices and views in the American discourse that dissents from the mainstream acceptance of Dr. Fauci's medical proclamations. Hotez claims, quote, "There is a troubling new expansion of anti-science aggression in the United States. It's arising from far-right extremism, including some elected members of Congress, and conservative news outlets that target prominent biological scientists fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. These elements converge to form a modern-day authoritarian regime, seeking to concentrate power among a selected few while limiting the reach of opposition groups." The irony here is that what he just described is precisely what the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the NIH are doing to anyone that defies the infallible Dr. Fauci. Is the medical establishment not a modern-day authoritarian regime using science to justify the iron fist of lockdowns, quarantines, medical advice like masks, and vaccinations, while forcing social media to silence opposition groups? Hotez victimizes Fauci, Peter Daszak of EcoScience, and himself in the name of science, suggesting that anyone who speaks out against their declarations is a heretic, a dissident, who stands in opposition to the holy scientific medical establishment, calling it anti-science disinformation, while ignoring the fact that not all scientists or medical professionals are in perfect agreement with regards to COVID-19, pandemic mitigation, or experimental mRNA vaccines, which remain unapproved by their own acclaimed Food and Drug Administration. The National Pulse points out that Dr. Hotez himself has been funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1993, leading many to believe this is exactly why he has launched such a strong defense of Fauci and Daszak, whose gain-of-function research in all probability led to the COVID-19 Wuhan outbreak in the first place. In his robust defense, Hotez calls for censorship of views that dissent from the majority's consensus, arguing that those views promote illness and cause death. Quote, "We should look at expanded protection mechanisms for scientists currently targeted by far-right extremism in the United States. Still, another possibility is to extend federal hate crime protections. Since its inception in the pagan Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church claims papal infallibility, meaning that when the Pope speaks with the full authority of the office of the Vatican, the papal system, he is incapable of making mistakes or being wrong, simply because he's the head of the church. This is a perfect type of the modern health system, where perverted science is the religious dogma, and the doctors in white lab coats of the medical world are the priesthood of infallible representatives who speak in lockstep worldwide. They have the power to single out heretics who speak out against their proclamations, even if they're proven wrong by observational study of the natural world, the original definition of science. Just as the definition of herd immunity has been changed from meaning a point in which the majority of the population has been infected and overcame the disease, to the new definition which claims herd immunity means the majority of the population has received the vaccine, the whole idea of what science means is being changed to whatever the establishment experts say it is. And clearly, whatever the infallible Dr. Fauci says must be so, and cannot be questioned by anyone, or else they will be labeled an extremist heretic.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-and-some dollars a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You ever seen The Sopranos? You ever seen The Godfather? Yeah, just good movies. Just good shows, you know? Just good shows that have nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. All right, folks. We still have a lot to cover here today. Yeah, I was just talking to Matt, the producer, and he's got a much more positive outlook, I guess, than I do. Sort of just thinking, like, you know, these people going along with this, the COVID collaborators, we started calling them. You know, kind of like the Nazi collaborators, people that are actually in bed with the tyrants, that are actually fulfilling the tyrants' wishes without even being told to. It is, unfortunately, a very large percentage of our population, in my reading. And even if it's not as large as, you know, the media makes it out to be, it's large enough to be disturbing how many people go along with this. And to me, even the more disturbing part is like look at the way the left is able to mobilize. I mean, my God, they literally just come up with a lie. They just stay a lie, you know, say some sort of lie, hands up, don't shoot, or something, you know, that they literally just make up out of thin air. And they just get like millions of people on the street just raging and just tearing things down. And it's just like out of literally nothing. Protesting a problem that actually doesn't exist. It's wild. Meanwhile, we on the right, it's like they're literally just like, we will take your children from you. And we're like, no, please don't. Oh, like, we can't organize. Apparently, we just can't do anything. We just can't get together in mass to protest obvious oppression, obvious overreach, obvious authoritarianism. We just can't do it. I don't know why. I don't know why. But it's incredibly frustrating. See, the real problems go utterly unredressed, completely ignored, while literally things that literally don't exist just have massive resistance. It's truly mind-blowing. But again, it's not the government that is the number one issue at this point. The government wouldn't be able to get away with this stuff if the American people didn't let them, didn't contribute to their ability to do this, didn't capitulate or go along with it, and actually support it. So I want to play a video here, similar to the one Mark Dice did last week, where he actually got Democrats to, what was the one you did last week? You got them to sign a thing saying to arrest people that aren't vaccinated. Well, he's gone out on the street again. He's now getting Democrats to sign petitions to actually round up and arrest Trump supporters for questioning the results of the 2020 election. If you have suspicions about what happened on November 3rd, 2020, when we saw in real time the votes being stolen from us, like video evidence, the statistical evidence, the anomalies, the incredible issues on November 3rd. If you saw any of that, you actually should be arrested for speaking up against it. This is according to not the government, not some sort of nefarious cabal hiding in the shadows, but your neighbors, your friends, your family, the people teaching your children, walking your dog, serving your food. These are the people that actually want you arrested for your thoughts. I cannot express what a massive issue this is. Here's a brief cut of Mark Dice's video. Democrats want Trump supporters rounded up and arrested for questioning the 2020 election. Here it is.
We want to stop these Trump supporters from continuing to say that Joe Biden stole the election. You're not allowed to say that on social media. It violates the terms of service.
I'll sign that.
But we want to start arresting them because they're still saying it out in offline. You know, after the January 6th incident, they banned anybody from claiming that there was election fraud on social media.
We live in Arizona, so we get it.
Well, we'll start arresting them and stop them one way or another.
Love that.
Thank you. You know, right after the January 6th insurrection, Facebook implemented a policy. You can't say that Joe Biden stole the election.
Right.
But people are still saying that off Facebook. And so it's time that, you know, they start getting arrested. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what country they think they live in where they can say such things,
right? I agree.
Appreciate that.
I hate you.
Know what? They keep making claims about...
Oh, trust me, I know.
Yeah,
it all.
We're going to start arresting them. Facebook implemented a policy after the January 6th riot that you can't make election fraud claims. But there's still people are still saying those kinds of things face to face.
Constantly. You have to be like 18 or so.
Yeah, you're too young to be signing that kind of thing. If you can't say it on Facebook, why should you be able to say it at the dinner table?
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
We're gonna have them arrested because I'm not sure what they think gives them the right to be saying such things in today's day and age. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Thank you very much. We'll fix this problem. Facebook knows what's best, and they were one of the first to ban people talking about election fraud. But people are still talking about it at the dinner table and in happy hour. So we're going to stop them one way or another. We'll round them up. Thank you.
Incredibly, incredibly disturbing stuff, folks. Just mind-blowing that this is the world that we live in and that these are the people voting. These are people voting. But again, not the government. No top-down oppression had to take place to get those people to sign that thing. Just, you know, decades of misinformation, decades of programming, decades of mind control. But that's not the only, you know, example of this that we have today. College coach claims conservative volleyball player is a public figure to defeat her First Amendment suit. A college volleyball player branded as a racist and pressured by her coaches to leave the team cannot sue them for First Amendment violations because apparently she's a public figure, according to a novel legal defense raised this week. University of Oklahoma coaches, right? Oklahoma, that progressive stronghold Oklahoma City, right? Or Norman, Oklahoma. Coaches Lindsey Gray Walton and Kyle Walton said Kylie McLaughlin targeted them with a strategic lawsuit against public participation in violation of the state's anti-slap law. It's the married couple's second motion to dismiss the federal case, but the first to invoke the Oklahoma Citizens Participation Act. McLaughlin is also suing the university for violating Oklahoma law protecting freedom of expression for public university students and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The irony is considerable, says Jonathan Turley, George Washington University law professor. The coaches are arguing that the alleged actions against the student for her free exercise of speech is itself protected as free speech. It ignores the position of authority exercised by the defendants. McLaughlin alleges that the coaches discriminated against her, a known conservative Christian, for sharing her views as asked during a mandatory team viewing of Black incarceration documentary 13th following George Floyd's death. They also pressured her to delete a tweet mocking the rival University of Texas for considering the removal of its purportedly racist fight song, The Eyes of Texas, according to the suit. So in other words, like this is just the quagmire, the societal, the spiritual quagmire that we find ourselves in. It's like The Eyes of Texas, there's nothing racist about it. Literally just nothing racist about it. But, you know, you got to have something to fight against, right? Because you're an angry idiot, just rabid and mad. So you want to be mad at something. You want to be tearing something down because you're incapable of building your own thing. So you identify some song and say, well, it's racist because I say so. Kind of like the filibuster is racist and the whatever math is racist and being on time is racist. Well, now The Eyes of Texas is racist, apparently. So you have one group of people saying The Eyes of Texas is racist. The other people, another girl in Oklahoma saying, no, it's not, and that's silly, you shouldn't get rid of it. And then her coaches at the University of Oklahoma are like, take that tweet down. You're not allowed to say that something is not racist when other people say that it is. And kick her off the team if she doesn't delete the tweet. Just mind-blowing. Saying, I'm not sure I can coach you anymore. So literally because she is just a conservative, there's like, well, that means you're racist. And so you either, you know, capitulate and you say the things we want you to say. You at least pretend to believe the things we want you to believe, or we'll kick you off the team. You know, maybe she'll lose her scholarship. Maybe she'll lose her future. Maybe she won't make it to the Olympic team or whatever. Maybe they'll just ruin her life for not capitulating to their demands. And who are they? They're nobody. They're coaches of the women's volleyball team at the University of Oklahoma. Oh, but they have a tiny iota of power, and they will use it to destroy the lives of anybody who opposes them, because this is the country that we live in. It's not about the government anymore. It's about our fellow Americans.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
So when I first started taking survival skills, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original survival shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, so you have these coaches at the University of Oklahoma kicking a star athlete off of the women's volleyball team because she disagreed with them on a political issue. McLaughlin is her name. She filed a suit a month before the Supreme Court ruled a high school cheerleader could not be suspended from the junior varsity squad for a profane weekend Snapchat rant after failing to make varsity. In that case, known as Mahoney, the school district argued that the team cohesion overruled the cheerleader's First Amendment rights, but the high court found that her rant didn't threaten team cohesion. It's not clear how the precedent could affect McLaughlin's case. She referred to it as a subsequential filing. The coaches argued that the K-12 case doesn't apply to the university context. They can't be held accountable retroactively even if it did. McLaughlin called out the coaches for selective enforcement of social media rules for student-athletes. They took no action against other players who shared political views, called her a racist, or otherwise threatened team cohesion, including by posting videos of players drinking alcohol in the locker room. Again, can we overstate what a big deal this is? That literally you have players on the team posting probably all sorts of horrible stuff that's incredibly offensive to conservatives, that is incredibly divisive and hateful, but they're on the right side, so they can say whatever they want. But you can just say, hey, I disagree with you, and you get kicked off the team because you're threatening team cohesion because we all agree on this one political issue. Political issue, right? It's an opinion. It's not a fact, and even if it was a fact, it's okay to be wrong, but, like, do we not understand where this is going? Like, where this heads? This is the University of Oklahoma, OU, like one of the most conservative states in the nation, one of the most conservative universities in the nation, and yet these petty tyrants are demanding total submission to their political will, or they'll kick you off the team, they'll ruin your life, they'll destroy your friendships, They don't care, right? They just don't care. This person has wrong think, therefore they're not a human being, therefore they don't serve same considerations as the good thinking people. This is, again, not the government doing this. This is not some sort of nefarious power. These are individuals. These coaches are just regular people that just have a modicum of power, and they're exerting it with the full force and confidence and narcissistic self-satisfaction of what they think, doing the right thing, destroying the life of a young woman because she will not capitulate to their dictates. Horrific. What's going on here? Utterly horrific. The player was free to make, quote, bigoted statements, but not escape the consequences of how her teammates perceived those statements, they said on June 25th. Gray Walton, the head coach, made a reasonable forecast of substantial disruption and a threat to the team's success if McLaughlin stayed on the squad. Caused her own harm. See, it's your fault. It's your fault that we're punishing you. You don't believe this, the things that we believe, so it's your fault that you might be beaten, that you might be, you know, have your life destroyed. They'll destroy your life and then blame you for it because you're the one that doesn't think the way they want you to. The implications of this argument are chilling, law professor Turley wrote. It would suggest that any unpopular athlete can be and should be excluded to cultivate a winning team, whether such a blackballed athlete could be a supporter of Black Lives Matter or an opponent of abortion rights. Yeah, but they won't be. And those are the appropriate things. That's what you're supposed to like. The coach allegedly pressured players to kneel during the national anthem during a joint meeting with the DEI official. In a group team text that appeared to single out McLaughlin, the coach said that disagreement would not be tolerated if it is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. What does that even mean? Like, what could that possibly mean? I assume this coach is black or something. That's the only way that I can see that making sense in her mind. Rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and my right to exist. So again, what did Laughlin say? What did she say exactly? Somebody was like, hey, the Eyes of Texas is racist. Why do they say it's racist? Who knows? Who cares? I don't even know. I'm going to look it up right now. Why would you say the Eyes of Texas is racist? Can we place bets? Do we think it's a good reason? Do we think that singing the Eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day, unless you're a black person? Like, did we miss a verse in this? Or is this just total nonsense? Let's find out, shall we, in real time here on American Journal. Here you go. Here's why Texas Longhorn athletes say it's racist. The nodes of racism aren't in the Eyes of Texas lyric. Oh, but in the song's past. Okay. It's because it's older than like 10 years ago, therefore it's just racist, I guess. Is that it? I mean, is there anything else? University of Texas, meant to inspire school pride, is facing renewed criticism, says it should be replaced due to its racial undertones that they read into. They have the vision to see racism where it doesn't exist. It's like, the Eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day. And it's like, what's racist about that? Well, nothing but the undertones. Yeah, but the things that I hear are very racist when you say that not racist thing. Mind-blowing, right? So this girl's just like, yeah, that's not racist. And then the coach of this girl, who is in the process of destroying this girl's life, is like, so you don't think I'm human? Like, this is how insane all of this is. The Eyes of Texas is racist. No, it's not. Wow, you don't think I'm a human being? Where did we go off the trail? Where did we go off the track? What happened here? And why is anybody going along with this? Like, the person who you should be most mad at is the school administration, obviously, for hiring this brain-dead parasite of a coach, whoever she is. But secondly, the other players on the team who see their fellow teammate potentially have her entire high school or college career destroyed because she is not appropriately submissive to the political opinions of their volleyball coach. And they go along with this, and they're okay with this, and they're not boycotting practice. They're not getting together to demand the coach be fired. Do you understand what a big issue this is? It'd be one thing if the coach was, like, doing this, and everybody was like, wow, that's pretty messed up, and, like, she was doing it anyway. But no. Who's on this girl's side? We are. Fellow conservatives are. Sure, there's millions of people out there that are on this girl's side, but apparently your teammates aren't. Apparently the teachers aren't. Apparently the professors aren't. The other coaches aren't. The administration isn't. The media certainly isn't. So that's the coach, so she's not even black, so what is she even talking about? Is she gay? Like, what is she? What would make somebody say this? Like, I don't get it. What is she talking about then? Why did she say... Like, not that it made any sense anyway, but it just makes less sense now. What is she talking about? Like, I don't know. I don't know if people really understand the situation that we're in. Like, it's incredibly disturbing that not only this is allowed to happen, nobody stands up for it. Nobody understands the implications of this. Nobody seems to care that the First Amendment is just going by the wayside because weird petty tyrant lesbian volleyball coaches just take it in their mind that they should be able to destroy the lives of anybody that disagrees with them. And then everybody goes along with it. That's the disturbing thing. None of her fellow players are protecting her. Nothing. So it's like, you know, it would be the other way around. You know, if this was like a very Christian, very conservative organization, and there's somebody with an alternative view about Black Lives Matter or whatever, people, oh, that's fine. You believe what you want to believe. Meanwhile, when it's the reverse, they're just like, submit or be destroyed.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats. All amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, bro.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right. Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Interesting development here. As we have been covering, a restaurant in Austin, or several restaurants in Austin, have chosen to require vaccine passports in order to eat in those restaurants, which is interesting because here in this June 7th story from Texas Tribune, Governor Greg Abbott signs bill to punish businesses that require proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Abbott's signature means that businesses that require so-called vaccine passports cannot get state contracts and could lose state licenses or operating permits. So Texas businesses that require customers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 will be denied state contracts and lose their license or operating permits under legislation Governor Greg Abbott signed into law Monday. So as of June, not through executive order, not something that could be stopped by a judge in the way that other of his executive orders, like the anti-mask executive order, this actually passed through the legislature and became law, and it is now law. Senate Bill 968 by Senator Lewis Kolkhorst of Brenham, a sweeping piece of legislation that passed in the final days of the legislative session that includes a clause banning businesses from requiring proof of vaccines from their customers. Those that violate the ban cannot contract with the state, and state agencies that oversee various sectors of businesses may decide to make compliance with the state law a condition of getting licensed or permitted. So again, I mean, I covered this yesterday in several different stories, but you know, this is the world that we live in. This is a law now. This is a law now. So will these restaurants be shut down? Will Fresh's and that other one have their permits pulled? Will they no longer be able to operate legally in this state? And if they continue to operate without the licenses, will they be arrested and fined for doing this? Or is this just toothless nonsense that you passed to make it look like you were doing something with no intention of actually upholding the laws that you signed in? That's the question. So, I mean, this is a law now. I don't think anything's changed. They didn't pass another law, you know, undoing this. This is the law. Notwithstanding any other law, each appropriate state agency shall ensure that businesses in this state comply with subsection C and may require compliance with that subsection as a condition for license, permit, or other state authorization necessary for conducting business in this state. A business in this state may not require a customer to provide any documentation certifying the customer's COVID vaccination or post-transmission recovery on entry to gain access to, or to receive services from the business. A business that fails to comply with this subsection is not eligible to receive a grant or enter into contract payable with state funds. So I mean, there it is. That's the law. Pretty plain, simple, clear. So what's going to happen? Or are we literally just in a total anarcho-tyranny regime where you pass a law, businesses flout the law, and then nothing happens? I don't know. Maybe we'll go. Maybe we'll go and try to eat at these restaurants. See if they break the law. I don't know. I'm confused. Is this the law or not? I mean, this is the law, and yet they're breaking the law. So what are you going to do? I'm telling you, if the government doesn't do something, yeah, I'm not okay with living in a country where my personal medical decisions determine whether or not I'm permitted to be in public with my family or not. That's not acceptable to me. So either the government can live up to its own laws, it can enforce the laws that it passed, and it can shut these restaurants down immediately, or like this is just the signal. Like we are now in anarchy. Laws are meaningless. They're enforced viciously in draconian fashion on one side, but on the other side, they flout the law with absolute impunity. Is that the world that we live in, or are you going to enforce this law? That's the question. As of June. So, folks, if you want to help out, give Governor Abbott a call. Give your congressman a call. Call the Texas Senate at whatever number you can and demand that they shut these businesses down for violating this law. You got to do it. You know, for safety. For safety, because, gosh, I'd hate to think what would happen if the government didn't fulfill the law that they signed. Oh, it'd just be a terrible thing. Terrible thing to see people take it into their own hands. We must rely on the government entirely. We must never do anything on our own. We must rely on the government, and the government must never do anything ever to help us, ever. One thing. Just nothing. Just we get absolutely nothing from these scumbags. But all right. We're going to take another little tack here. Because we have seen quite a bit of resistance. We've seen quite a bit of standing up against this nonsense. And so I'd like to play a video now, maybe to offset some of the horrific, black-pilling news that I just covered. Let's watch a video of an enlightened, intelligent, good person with an understanding of human nature and evil at work in this sick, dead world. Clip number 6, black Trump supporter at Medical Freedom Rally in New York City being interviewed by Elad. I can't remember his last name, but I think he does like interviews with Elad or something. But very interesting interview. Black Trump supporter, New York City. Here it is.
You know, I'm not against vaccines, but I am against the forced inoculation and what's going on. I mean,
have you been vaccinated?
No, I haven't.
Do you think the vaccine is safe?
I don't think so, but even though with that being said, I still think people should have the right to have the choice. Like, whatever happened to the saying, my body, my choice, you know? I feel like that disappeared, and when it comes to the vaccines, they just threw that whole saying away. And
what would the conditions need to be for you to feel comfortable getting the vaccine? Is it FDA approval? Is it your role models maybe getting vaccinated? What is it?
The long-term data, you know, I say it's unsafe, and people who took the vaccine will tell me,
Can we pause it and actually go back a little bit? Because I just love the juxtaposition between what the interviewer thinks will convince him and what will actually convince him, right? What did Elad just say? He was like, what would convince you? Is it people you admire getting the vaccine, right? Like, can you be propagandized into this? Are you a stupid tool that just does whatever celebrities say? Are the wrong celebrities promoting it? And the guy's like, I want long-term data. what an amazing response. What an amazing question and an amazing response. Like, because this is the mindset. These are the two, this is the divergent mindset happening in America right now. On one side, it's like, are we not getting the right celebrities to speak to you people to get you, to fall in line? Meanwhile, the guy's just like, I want long-term safety data from reputable sources and scientific experiments. Amazing. I love this answer. I love the question. I love the answer. Let's play it again, please.
What does it need to be for you to feel comfortable getting the vaccine? Is it FDA approval? Is it your role models maybe getting vaccinated? What is it?
The long-term data. I say it's unsafe, and people who took the vaccine will tell me, oh, I took it. Look, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And then when I tell them is, well, come back to me in the next 2 to 3 years and let me know how you still feel.
Okay.
And after that time and I see how things are going, then I will be able to be accepted.
I see you're wearing a New York for Trump hat.
Yeah.
Trump has kind of indicated, has hinted that he's gotten the vaccine. Does that make you feel any more confident or not confident in the vaccines?
No, I mean, even if Trump was to come out and say, I will take the vaccine.
He says he did, or he implied strongly that he's been vaccinated.
Well, yeah, see, Trump doesn't have a degree in, virology or vaccination, so I wouldn't take his word on it, know? And
you're a member of the Trump cult, right?
And numbers like this to tell people to take the vaccine, but I haven't seen that energy yet.
Okay,
scientists.
So if there was like a crowd of scientists saying to take the vaccine, would that make you comfortable?
Yeah, that would probably persuade me a little bit more, but I just haven't seen that energy from, scientists.
Not that I have great admiration for the CDC or FDA, but those groups have a ton of doctors in them that are saying that these vaccines are overwhelmingly safe. It's a minority of doctors who are saying that they're unsafe. So, I mean, there are...
All right, we'll be right back. We'll finish this video.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. InfoWars has been banned.
arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex, with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Keys to Dream sheets, normally $100-and-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the Cyber Symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All I have to say is everybody has their right to, you know, research their own information and to choose the propaganda that they want to intake, whether it's left or right. You know, you have the right to choose your propaganda. And I'm going to just say and end it with this, that Alex Jones is right, man.
You're damn right he was. That's how you know a true patriot when you see one. Remember, folks, if you want to support Alex Jones and InfoWars and everything that we do is we fight this life or death final stand against the globalist onslaught, I do encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we do here, and I mean everything we do here, is sponsored by InfoWarsStore.com. We do not have funding coming in from the shadows. It doesn't exist here. No, we have funding coming in from you. coming from the light, coming from the good people in America who choose to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go now to boost your body's natural defenses, and you can save up to 50% off some of our top-selling products, including Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract. That's 50% off. Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, that's back in stock, and 33% off, as well as the Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Mouthwash. I know a lot of people that I know in my life have been calling me being like, hey, when's the toothpaste getting back? It's like, well, it's back now, folks. In stock, 33% off with the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses, as well as Emmerich's Essentials Hand Sanitizer. You get 20% off of each of those, or 50% off when you try all three. And I'm telling you, that is, again, one of my favorite products at the store. It's hand sanitizer, which you typically think of as being a gooey, sticky chemical that smells like, you know, week-old wine. But not this stuff. No, this stuff is light. It's a spray bottle, and it smells like a garden in spring. It smells like eucalyptus, like lavender, like peppermint. It smells amazing. I keep one next to my changing table, so I don't have to. Usually I change my son and go run to the bathroom to wash my hands, and I'm like looking out the door to make sure he doesn't hurl himself off of the changing table. Because my God, does that boy writhe around a lot. He's a thrasher, that one. So I have to be very careful. So now I don't have to leave. Now I can just stand there, spray my hands, get a little hand sanitizer. It smells amazing. I know it's not a chemical that I'd be afraid of, you know, having come into contact with my newborn. So it's really a great product, and it is now 25% off an individual bottle. But I say get all three, and you'll find the scent that you like, although you'll probably like all three of them. I prefer the eucalyptus. My wife likes the lavender. But peppermint is another classic one. And when you buy all three of those, you get 50% off, massive savings. Turbo Force as well is 50% off. Lung cleanse, mouth and throat defense is 50% off, as well as the vitamin C with zinc, vitamin D3 gummies, Survival Shield X2, and the InfoWars privacy pouches. You get all of these for 50% off. And hey, if you buy the privacy pouch, you get a free sticker pack with it to go out and do your own guerrilla marketing for InfoWars. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to get these best-selling products for up to 50% off before we run out of stock, and to avoid missing out on these massive savings. And remember, when you purchase these products, it is a 360 win. You get super high-quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. And I'm telling you, folks, even if you are not somebody who takes supplements, first of all, you should be. But second of all, I really suggest you either get the Turbo Force, which is just absolutely amazing, or the Emmerich's Essential Hand Sanitizer, which, again, I thoroughly endorse. Now, I'm just reading this article, and it truly, truly is amazing. Just wild, okay? We're going to revisit some older stories about this woman, but let's just cover what has been revealed recently. Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox dismissed over 25,000 felony cases. 25,000 felony cases. So Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox dropped charges against 29.9% of felony defendants during her first 3 years in office, the Chicago Tribune found. 3 years. 3 years in office, 25,000 felony cases dropped. Dropped. Truly incredible. Fox gained notoriety last year when she dropped felony charges against Jussie Smollett, the Empire actor accused of staging a racist, homophobic attack on himself in January 2019. Again, you know, you want to talk about anarcho-tyranny? This is it. This is what we're seeing here. Right? There are people being charged for hate crime for posting stickers that say, I heart being white. But meanwhile, you're a Hollywood actor who stages an elaborate hate hoax in order to demonize Trump supporters and justify violence against your political opponents. Your case is just dropped. All the evidence is there. You waste hundreds of hours of police time. You could be doing other things. You waste city expenses. You cause, you know, hatred and division throughout the country. What he did was a hate crime, right? He staged the hate crime, but the staging of that hate crime was a hate crime against the people he was trying to blame. But it's fine. Oh, he's so sad. I got caught. So sad. Oh, poor guy. Of course, that's just one of the most famous ones, of which there, you know, was no victim other than the American public, the, you know, Chicago police force, Trump supporters in general. Like, they were the sort of secondary victim of this. But what about people who had their family members murdered and then had the murderer's case dropped? What about people who'd been victims of sex crimes or assaults, and then were denied justice because Kim Fox decided, yeah, just didn't feel like it. Yeah, just didn't feel like it. Truly amazing. A total of 25,000 defendants had their felony charges dismissed under Trump up until November 2019, compared to just 18,000 under Alvarez during a similar period. So Alvarez dropped charges against just 19.4% of felony defendants over her last 3 years in office. Substantial decrease from Kim Fox's current record. Fox took over as state attorney in 2016 with a promise to bring criminal justice reform and to reduce the population of Cook County Jail. Well, she is doing that. She's succeeding in that, obviously. She's now up for re-election in November after beating three challengers in a tight race that was one of the most expensive of its kind. And my God, if they re-elect this witch, then I guess they deserve it. I guess you deserve to get murdered and have your murderer get away if you vote for the person that releases him. Yeah, I guess you deserve that. She says, it's always eye-opening to be able to look at our own data and compare it to my predecessor's past. I can't reconcile what her decision-making was and how they chose to dismiss cases in the past, but I'll say that my administration has been clear that our focus will be on violent crime and making sure that other resources and attention would go to addressing violent crime. So she's just very focused on violent crime, and she's just going to drop cases against low-level nonviolent offenders. Because, you know, when somebody offends nonviolently and they do petty crime, they usually just stop there. They don't go any farther. Like, there's no point trying to, you know, put a stopgap measure in their criminal career. No, no. You should actually show them that what happens when they're caught doing a crime is that they get away with it. And that way, they'll be like, wow, good, I got away with that. I won't do any more crime ever again. And then you decrease violence that way. Obviously. She asserted that her office has been focused on dropping cases against low-level nonviolent offenders. Oh, but the Tribune's analysis paints a very different picture. It found that Fox has consistently dismissed cases involving murder, shootings, sex crimes, and serious drug offenses at significantly higher rates than Alvarez did. She's dropped homicide races cases at a rate of 8.1%. She's dropped sex crime cases at 9.5% and aggravated battery cases at 7%. Okay? And narcotics, she's dropped over half of all felony narcotics cases. All of them. Now, one thing we do know about murder is that a vast majority of murders in this country are the result of drug deals gone wrong. Like, maybe not a vast majority, but definitely a majority of murders in this country are a result of some sort of other criminality, right? Drug dealers, gang warfare, like gangs are the primary component of murders in this country. So what they're going to do is not punish the criminals for, like, dealing drugs. They'll just wait until the criminals kill each other over the drugs, and then they won't punish them either then, right? This is tyranny, anarcho-tyranny. 53.8% of narcotics charges, felony narcotics charges, dropped. It's just like, yeah, in this country, we all saw Schoolhouse Rock, right? The Congress makes the bill, then the Senate passes the bill, and then it doesn't matter because some Soros-funded criminal prosecutor just drops the case and just doesn't charge them. And it's just like, I don't agree with that law. I'm now the legislature. I am now the judge and jury. I am now the executive. I have a modicum of power, so I'll use it to terrorize and continue to victimize people of Chicago. Fox said that she is more selective about prosecuting the strongest, most winnable cases. See, she doesn't want to just, you know, go after cases that she can't win, so she's saying, look, I dropped the cases that don't have substantial evidence. Unfortunately, though, the Tribune has done analysis on this as well and showed that her overall conviction rate is lower than Alvarez's by a full 9%. So it's just every excuse she comes up with is a lie. We know that, right? So we're only dropping the nonviolent cases. Oh, well, it looks like actually we're dropping a lot of violent cases. Well, you know, only the ones that that we can't win. We only go after the winnable ones. Well, it looks like your win rate is actually substantially lower than the people before that didn't drop all these cases. So everything they say is a lie. She was elected on a lie. She is a liar. And if she's not ejected from office in November, then Chicago deserves everything that it gets, because you're making this choice. You are making this choice.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Scientific evidence, experts say, proves fully vaccinated people are protected in two ways.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
I want to be clear. While vaccinated people can spread the virus if they get a breakthrough infection,
the fact that vaccinated people who do have a breakthrough infection are clearly capable of transmitting the infection to an uninfected person.
Why are the doctors not here in the briefing room to take our questions?
You know what, Kelly, I would argue that we had the President of the United States speak to this yesterday. He gave a more than 30-minute speech about where we are as a country. I mean, he is a trusted voice. He's the leader of our country. No, but we heard from him, right? We heard from the president yesterday. We heard from the president about the Delta variant and vaccinations in general.
We have roughly 350 million people vaccinated in the United States.
I'm actually quite proud of the medical services from Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, Russia. The vast majority of the people speaking up who are doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and nurses are saying the vaccines don't work and are killing most people, and the statistics show that.
I'm a Mayo Clinic trained board-certified pathologist, board-certified in anatomic and clinical pathology. So, yes, I have expertise in immunology and virology. This is where we are right now. So does that look like a pandemic? It was. It's not anymore. We are in an endemic now. Statistically, the pandemic is over in Idaho. You statistically, once we're below a set percentage, we are not in a pandemic right now. Is the disease present? Sure it is. Is it widespread? No. You know, we're still doing maybe 500 to 600 patient tests a day. At most, we're seeing 2% per day right now. And so the numbers are going way down. Their numbers are still high in a few states, but we're getting past that point. And here's why. Coronaviruses are seasonal. They follow a 6 to 9 month life cycle, and no matter what we do, they're going to do what they do, and then they're going to fade. What happened to SARS? What happened to MERS? What did we do to stop them? Nothing. They did their thing. Average COVID-19 death age, 78.6. Average age of death in North America every year, 78.6. What are our highest risk factors? Obesity, low vitamin D levels, advanced age. 90% of deaths in the state have been over 70 years of age. That's the at-risk population. We have stopped our society for something that's taking people that are already at that death risk age anyway. The virus is fragile. These are just little tidbits. It's fragile. It doesn't live outside. UV light fractionates it, kills it, blows it apart. Ventilation in the wind blows it away. It is insanity to wear a mask outside. It is absolute insanity. And that's science. That's science. There is not one study that has shown any super spreader event to have occurred outside. They have all been indoors with poor ventilation.
And I just think that we're kidding ourselves. If we think kids wearing masks helps, it probably even makes it worse.
You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down the symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals. No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected. You shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do.
But just imagine.
The pandemic is over. If you want it, share that video at band.video today.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats. All amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100 and some dollars a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun of American Journal. Just going through some of the top stories here, seeing what exactly I'd like to cover. Here's an interesting turnabout in a saga that we've been covering. Texas Supreme Court allows for arrest of Democrats who don't show up to legislature. Texas Democrats face threat of arrest if they come back into the state or have already returned. Texas Supreme Court Tuesday voided a district judge's temporary restraining order that blocked the threat of arrest for Democratic lawmakers who fled the state last month. Republican Governor Greg Abbott threatened to arrest the nearly 60 Democrat representatives who fled the Texas legislature in order to block Republicans from establishing a quorum and passing a contested voting reforms bill. As you know, just cheat if you can't win. Just go ahead and cheat to win, and I guess you'll get away with it. Unless, of course, Governor Abbott actually does what he threatened to do and arrests these people. So some of them are back in Texas, literally posting pictures like mocking Governor Abbott, just being like, ah, I'm not in prison, ha ha. And it's like, well, now you have full go ahead. Now all of the, you know, petulant little judges that have gotten in your way have now been cleared aside by the Supreme Court. Have they been arrested yet? What are you waiting for? Just hoping that the threat works. Like, just arrest them. Just arrest them, Governor Abbott. Why are they not arrested today? And if they're not, can I arrest them? Can we do a citizen's arrest? Like, do we have to wait for lackluster idiots in the Capitol to actually do the thing that they keep saying they're going to do, that they pass laws to do, that they get Supreme Court permission to do? Are you just going to do it, or are you going to make us do it? Like, we'll do it. It's fine. I'll go arrest these people. I'll do that. Citizens arrest. Like, that's legal. And here we have a full, you know, right to do so. Texas House Speaker signs arrest warrants for absent Democratic lawmakers. So have they been arrested? Are they being arrested? Or are you a pansy? Are you a weak little fool? It's up to you. 52 Democrats left the Capitol last month to keep conservative lawmakers from requiring a quorum. The warrants will be delivered to the House Sergeant at Arms tomorrow morning for service, a spokesperson for Felon said Tuesday, according to the Texas Tribune. Hours after the Supreme Court ruled the Democrats could be civilly detained, the House voted 80 to 20 to issue the warrants. So it's like the number of steps that Republicans go through. It's just like, if these were Republicans that had done it, the Democrats just would have been like, arrest them. And the judge would have been like, you're not allowed to. And they're like, well, we already did. It's just like, would have been done already. But now it's like, okay. So first the governor has to say he's going to do it. Then we have to wait for the judge to say he's going to do it. Then we have to wait for the Supreme Court to say, no, that judge actually can't stop you from doing this. Then we have to go to the legislature and have them pass a bill. And then we get the Secretary of State to sign, or the Speaker of the House, rather, to sign the arrest warrants for the absent Democrats. And have we done it yet? Now that we've gone through all this rigmarole, now that we've gone through the inordinate number of steps that it was required to just enforce the law as it stands, are we actually going to arrest them? I'm not holding my breath because our representatives are cowards. Total cowards. Representative Chris Turner, chair of the Texas Democrat Caucus, said in a statement Tuesday, it's fully within our rights as legislators to break quorum and protect our constituents. Protect our constituents from having to show ID when they vote. Just retarded. I'm sorry for using that word, but I'm also sorry that they're in our legislature. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Another very interesting set of headlines that we have here. From TGPFactCheck.com. Trash journalism. Washington Post says vaccine skepticism is fueling violent militias. If you hesitate on getting the vaccine, you're basically Timothy McVeigh and likely to blow up federal buildings, according to the Washington Post. This is what counts as news apparently these days. Specious accusations of vague groups of people that are, quote, getting together with one another. As long as it's validated by shameless extreme left-wing fundraising group noted for falsifying its data, it's fit to print. Washington Post is filled with more staid left-wing opinion pieces these days and far less what anybody would actually call news. But this is in the news section. It's supposed to be factual, objective, and providing readers with allegedly useful information. Instead, reporter Razan Nakhwal Halali writes a polemic designed to malign those who resist the current vaccine mandate. She does so by trying to provide an almost non-existent link in connection to violent militia groups. Just incredible. Yeah, so they literally are just like writing opinion as fact. And essentially saying that opposing the mask mandate is terrorism and should be punished as such. Which leads me to these headlines that, again, just kind of hilarious if it wasn't, you know, our own government calling dissent terrorism. Not actually that funny when you think about it, but we'll still laugh at them. Homeland Security warns of increasing but modest threat of violence from the Trump conspiracy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the quote of somebody that has nothing, has absolutely nothing. In fact, they say in this article, DHS says in the bulletin they do not have specific evidence that there is a plot imminent. So what are they talking about? Well, nothing. They're just literally making stuff up to keep us in a state of fear and to justify their persecution of political dissidents. Right. Increasing but modest. Like, can you think of a better term to sounds scary, but provide no context whatsoever, right? It sounds like somebody who's just – it sounds like a bad comedy movie or something. It's like, sir, what is the threat of terrorism from Trump supporters? And they're like, well, it's increasing. People are like, really? It is. Well, so what do you have – you know, what do you have to show that's increasing? It's like, well, I mean, it's still modest. Don't get me wrong. It's still – I don't have any proof. It's still modest. Oh, so it's modest, so we don't really have to worry about it. Oh, no, but it is increasing. Oh, well, it's increased. So be scared, but no, we don't have any information. Oh, it's getting worse, but it also doesn't exist. Right? It's just like, oh, and by the way, the people making these claims are the ones, you know, with the handcuffs and the guns and the justification to go through all of your pictures and all of your information and track you and watch you and listen to your conversations and then arrest you if they think that you did something wrong. And these are the types of things they come up with. Oh, it's increasing, but modest. It's modest, but it's increasing. It's nothing. You're lying. You're making this up. You're liars, and you're lying. The current threat environment is one that is fueled in large part by conspiracy theories and other false narratives that are spread online by foreign governments, by foreign terrorist groups, and by domestic extremist thought leaders. Hey, like me. Hey, that's me. That's me. Hey, conspiracy theory monger here. You're just your local domestic extremist thought leader, you know. Just me. Just like young dad, just trying to have a good time, trying to point out that our country's being taken over by actual extremists that are openly now admitting their plans of genocide. Just, you know, that's me. And we're consumed by individuals who are predisposed to engage in violence. See, they're predisposed, meaning they didn't actually commit any violence, meaning that they're reading into it and they're saying that, you know, if you believe in conspiracy theories, and we know what conspiracy theories are, it's literally anything that contradicts the established narrative. So, little translation that we have here, and I can provide for you, as they say that the current threat environment is one in which is fueled in large part by conspiracy theories, what they're saying is anybody that disagrees with us is a bad person that deserves to be destroyed. It's literally as simple as that. Not actually complicated at all. Homeland Security warns of potential conspiracy theory fueled violence in August. Conspiracy theory fueled violence. Yeah. Yeah. Calling every police officer in the United States a secret racist that's, you know, out to just slaughter black people en masse. That's not a conspiracy theory and never caused any violence at all, according to these people. But you say, hey, I don't think that the election was exactly as clean and pure as you say it is, you're a terrorist. You'll be arrested for your potential of committing violence. By the way, this from The Hill. Government watchdog finds DHS should have considered January 6th a special security event. No, you don't say. Gee, you think you maybe should have added a little bit more security for the million plus Trump supporters descending on Washington, D.C. that you knew about for months ahead of time? You think maybe you should have had a little bit more security knowing that these people were coming? Or would you rather just let them go into the Capitol so then you can use their trespassing as justification to call them all terrorists, expand surveillance, and even create all new domestic federal police systems to track down and terrorize your political opponents? Maybe that's a better case.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, it's here. It's on. White genocide is evident now from the Daily Mail. Minorities drive population growth in the U.S. while number of white people declines for the first time. The first time in history of the United States, the number of white people in this nation is expected to show a decline when racial breakdowns of the 2020 census are reported this week. Again, not saying that the proportion declines. Not saying that, you know, there's more non-white people than white people, you know, as a percentage, and now, you know, that percentage has been going down for a while. No. The actual number of white people has decreased. Meaning that, you know, we're not reproducing at replacement levels. Normally for every married couple, you would have two kids, and that's just replacement. If you have three kids, then you're over replacement. For all of history, that's been going up. The average has been higher than the previous census. Well, now for the first time ever, the number of white people is actually decreased. So it's a trend that if it continues, we just won't be here anymore. Let's go away. Let's disappear. That'll be it. For 5 years now, updates from the U.S. Census Bureau have estimated that the white population was shrinking and that all population growth has been from minorities, the Post reports. Well, I mean, you know, a million white people die, you bring in a million Mexicans, population stays the same. It's just, you know, replacement. It's just the great replacement. It's just, you know, the U.N. plan of the great replacement. That's all this is. White people accounted for about 60% of the population in 2019, but Frey said that the opioid epidemic and lower than anticipated birth rates among millennials after the Great Recession has accelerated the white population's decline. The largest and most steady gains were seen among Hispanics, who've doubled their share of the population over the last 30 years to almost 20%. The black population stayed steady, about 12.5%, and the Asian population is expected to be around 6%, about double what it was in the 1990s. For the first time ever, the portion of white people living in the United States could dip below 60%, while the majority of the under 18 population is likely to be made up of people of color. Frey added that while the white population will continue to dip below 50% in 2045, and the Hispanic and Asian population will continue to rise, there will no longer be a racial majority in the country by then. Well, and then everything will be solved, right? Then everything will be solved. Now, let's be clear here. if this was happening to any other race in any other country, it would be rightfully considered genocide. And it should be. There are some African country that found that the natives of that country, the people who built and created and ran that country, the Cameroonians, were actually decreasing while the number of foreigners to that country was increasing and would soon overlap and overpower the number of natives there, you'd say that's genocide, because that's what it would be. It'd be colonization, imperialism, and genocide. That's what it would be. So this isn't actually considered genocide. It's not even considered a bad thing. It's actually considered a good thing. Joe Biden, president of the United States, has said that by the year 2045, whites will no longer be a minority, and that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. He says it twice to make sure that you know that he thinks your race being literally dying off is a good thing. It's a good thing. Can you possibly imagine this being said about any other race of people? Can you imagine Israel? Well, you know, in 2045... Jews will be a minority, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Holy crap, what are you, Hitler? Are you a Nazi? How dare you say that? Well, we say it about white people, and it's a good thing. Like, you understand how utterly disgusting this is. And that this isn't just happening naturally. Like, you know the number of programs that are in place to encourage this. You know that they literally, like, make propaganda to tell white people exclusively to not get pregnant, not have kids. Waylay their pregnancy as long as humanly possible. Planned Parenthood, killing millions and millions of Americans, white and black, majority black, actually, in this country. And just replacing us with people, with foreigners. Like, that's just actually what they're doing. So at the same time that our country has its white population actually decreasing, not as a percentage as a, of a population, but actually the number of people decreasing. And at the exact same time, we've had over a million people cross into our country illegally in 6 months. No court date. No attempt to send them back. Now they'll probably have amnesty. they're just literally replacing your population. It's genocide. It's what it is. You don't have to be white to think this is a terrible thing. You have to be a good person to think this is a terrible thing. You have to understand how horrifically disgusting it is to have a demographic segment of a country to be purposefully winnowed down, limited, and destroyed. It's horrific. What's happening right in front of your face, and they're bragging about it and telling you it's a good thing, and telling you you and your people deserve to die. I mean, no other race would put up with this, honestly. It's like, well, something's wrong with white people. That's all there is to it. There's something seriously wrong with white people. That they celebrate this. And like, God, you can, I can show you so many things of just like young women being like, I will never give birth to a white demon. It's like, you are white, you freaking psychopath. Like, as wrong as it is, and I say this a lot, but like, as wrong as it is, I can at least comprehend racism between races, right? If a black dude is like, I don't like white people, it's like, oh, that's messed up. I guess I get it, whatever. Like, you cannot like other races, that's fine. I disagree, but that's your position. But if it's people who hate their own race, like, there's something distinctly sick about that, distinctly disturbing about the effectiveness of propaganda, right? You want your own people and your own family, your own ancestors and your own offspring, like, just to be a despised minority in your own country. Okay. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I'm 31 right now. My son's about 4 months old. In 2045, when white people are a minority in the United States, he'll be younger than I am now. So by the time he's about 25, he'll be a despised minority in his own country. Not because of anything natural. I mean, this didn't happen by accident. This isn't a natural consequence of just people choosing to do their own thing. No, no. This is policy. This is open UN Great Replacement policy that opened our borders in 1965. I think people forget. I'm going to bring in some like radio shows from the 1990s. Just show you how rapidly this country has somehow like taken into itself this idea that we've always been a completely multi-ethnic country. Like, we really haven't. And it's happened extremely rapidly. And I'm not like, I'm not a white nationalist. I'm not somebody that despises diversity. I actually really appreciate diversity. I grew up in Houston. Most of my best friends are not white, to be honest with you. The Middle Eastern, they're Hispanic. Like, it has nothing to do with, like, white people are superior to anybody else. It's about races being targeted for extinction and eliminated. And I thought we could all agree that would be bad for any race. But no, white people exclusively must be destroyed, I guess. So all the other races can be free and live in perfect harmony, which is totally what will happen, right? Totally, totally what will happen. Meanwhile, you look at a place like China, and they have like you go to the immigration tab on China. China, it's like the immigration of China happened once in 1970 when 1,000 Chinese people were repatriated back from Vietnam. Like, that's it. That is immigration into China. This is not something that's necessary. It's not something that we're obligated to do. This is a choice. This is a genocide being played out in America right now, targeting you.
You've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats. All amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees. And I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're now halfway through the third hour, which means hopefully you've woken up, shaken the sleep out of your eyes, you've had a shower and a nice big healthy breakfast, you've taken your morning supplements, drinking your purified water through the Alexa Pure Pro, you're breathing in the purified air through the Alexa Pure Breeze. And you are about to have your brain broken. I'm about to break your brain, folks. And I don't even know how to intro this. I don't know how to talk about this. I don't know how to deal with what you're about to see. It is beyond my meager comprehension. But hopefully it will do to you what it does to me, which throws you into the true cacophony of madness that is not just, you know, in the fringes of our society, but is now, as we speak, being forcibly implanted into the minds of the majority of young people through various, school board measures to teach what you're about to hear as fact. So this is a far leftist guy named Vosh, who cannot comprehend and refuses to believe and demands proof that mothers cannot have penises. Let's watch.
I have to ask you, why can a person with a penis not be a woman?
Because women don't have penises.
Why not? Can you find me a dictionary definition of woman which includes that?
I would only point to your mom. Did your mom have a penis?
I'm sorry. Does every woman have to have a penis? I know women with penises.
Have ever had a penis, and no mom has ever had a penis. I'm just asking.
My mom's had a lot of penises.
I know moms with penises.
He knows so moms with penises.
These are irrational arguments. So let's give it another
Okay. Okay.
Can we pause it?
The man who just said, I know moms who have penises, just said, you're not making a rational argument. Let's just go back to the video.
A woman can have a penis. I'm only giving you an example.
Why?
Of
why?
Because you're because you
you can't give a birth through a penis, you freaking fat weirdo. Sorry.
Some of them do.
And vaginas. I know this is news. This is what I mean by
you're not even engaging, dude. You're lost.
It's like you're
lost.
Between the two of us, you're the crazy person, buddy. You're the one saying that a
you're
woman
coming
that
off
have a penis.
No, I'm asking you, but you can't answer because you know that you have no arguments here. The fact of the matter
because
is,
I'm bored with your madness.
Everything. But I'm asking you. So explain. Okay. So the fact that some women have wombs isn't an argument that some women can't have penises. So why can't a woman have a penis?
It's just not a woman then.
Because they don't.
Okay. I'm the mad one, but you're the one who has to resort to tautology in order to defend
tautology.
Okay.
Just pointing out the obvious.
That you lost in every single academic circle and that every organization around the Western world unilaterally agrees with me.
Yeah, incredibly disturbing if that's actually true.
Far left madness right there, you know?
Yeah, it is far left.
Yes, it's true.
Freaking madness.
Okay, just circular reasoning is like irrational.
Circular reasoning.
Yeah, sure.
Like that guy's just like, all right. Like, what do you say to that? What do you say to this literal madness, literal insanity? How do you argue with this? Why would we even want to argue with this? The sky is blue. Oh, no, it's not. Prove it. Well, there it is. The sky is blue. That's circular reasoning. That's tautology. No, it's just a fact. It's just the definition of the word. That's just what it is. Can elephants give birth to tigers? No, they can't. Well, why not? It just doesn't happen. I don't know what to tell you. When an elephant gives birth, we call the thing that it gives birth to an elephant. you can call it a tiger. It's not what it is. This guy. Mothers can have penises. He thinks a person with a penis can give birth. And thinks it's outrageous and insane that you don't agree with him.
And he points out, which I hate to say is actually true, every modern establishment in the Western world agrees with the psychopath, agrees with the retarded, just absolutely mind-blowingly stupid person on the right. Incredible. Incredible. Prove it. Prove mothers can have penises. What? Again, I wish I had some sort of like pithy, you know, but there's nothing. This is just insanity. This is just insanity, and it's not even worth approaching it on a argumentative level. You're just wrong. You're also insane, and it's terrifying that people actually agree with you. And that you actually think you're right. You're like, he's smug about this. It's like, my mom has a penis. It's like, oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Like, this guy is like one of the most popular people on the left right now. And, yeah, this is what's being taught to, like, children who are going to grow up just as smug and insane as that person. Wild. Wild situation that we're in. Prove it. Prove that a mother can't have penis. And he's just like, well, you can't give birth through a penis. Prove it. Prove it. Yeah, I'd love to see you prove it. It's just like, all right. All right. It's like, yeah, we changed the definition. And so now you're wrong. Yeah, we're past argumentation, folks. And that Vouch guy, he's not a government agent. He's not being paid by anybody. He's just that stupid on his own, in his own volition, by his own reasoning and his own logic. He's come to that conclusion and perpetuates it. And that's thousands of people who agree with him, many of them professors and elementary school teachers. Wild, right? Just unbelievable. So now let's go to a human being. Let's go to somebody worthy of actually being listened to and worthy of existence. To a woman who says, dear trans women, you are not women. Let's listen to a woman and describe what actually makes somebody a woman. Here it is.
Dear trans women, your misogyny is showing, so you can stop with the gaslighting now. You're not women. You've never been a woman, and you'll never be a woman. I understand that you suffer from a disorder. And yes, there is a part of me that feels very sympathetic toward you. I can't imagine that what you're going through is easy. However, your disorder does not give you a right to women's spaces. There are vast physical, biological, and physiological differences between men and women. For example, on average, males' upper bodies have 75% more muscle mass and 90% more strength than females. Taking hormones for a few years isn't going to change that. Secondly, your genitalia is external, which is why it's not okay for you to share bathrooms and private spaces with women and children. Women and children deserve their privacy. We deserve a safe space. If you feel like you can't compete in sports against men because of the alterations that you've made to your physiology, then do what women did. Fight for your own category. Stop hijacking ours. Also, can you please stop normalizing your disorder to our children? Disorders are neither healthy nor normal. In a study conducted in Sweden, a nation known for its support of transgenderism, which was conducted over a period of 30 years, confirmed that 10 to 15 years after sexual reassignment surgery, those who had undergone the procedure were 20 times more likely to commit suicide than their peers. Why would you want to normalize this for kids? And while you are absolutely free to call yourself whatever it is that you want, what you don't have is the right to compel me to call you whatever you want. Respect is a two-way street. Because you've shown little respect for women, because you've shown little respect for children, and because you've shown little respect for the norms of our society, you haven't received the respect that you so desire.
Women don't have penises. Source? What's your source on that? If we were in the 1950s, people like Vouch would be forcibly hospitalized and have a chunk of their brain cut out so they weren't a threat to other people anymore. If you don't know that women can't have penises and that mothers can't give birth through penises, you're not fit for existence. I'm sorry.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
We've got amazing shoes, amazing pillows, towels, sheets, beds for humans, beds for dogs, beds for cats, all amazing products at already very low prices, hiring thousands and thousands of Americans. And with promo code Alex with MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com or any of your sites, they get the very best discount. It's an amazing deal.
You get my six-pack of towels for $39.99, normally $109.99. You can get my Giza Dream Sheets, normally $100-some a set, as low as $49.99 a set. I took everything and just passed the savings on because we need support right now for what's going on. Myself, I need this for the cyber symposium. I just lost $1 million a week revenue by telling Fox, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to your cancel culture. We're going to bring the word out on our own. Your best specials, use the promo code Alex, and you're supporting us getting the word out with Alex's great show, InfoWars, and you're supporting MyPillow, 2,500 employees that I haven't had to lay anybody off in spite of trying being attacked and canceled.
Beautiful. You're an example of resistance. Mike Lindell, Godspeed.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world that realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So, again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality Vitamin D3 Formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance Vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Final segment of today's program on American Journal, InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this program and everything that we do here, and go there now to get your Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses sale, 50% off some of our top-selling products, including the Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, Imerick's Essential Hand Sanitizer. That's 25% off each, or 50% off when you try all three of the flavors. That's the eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender. Turbo Force is 50% off. A lot of really amazing products are 50% off right now. Massive savings at InfoWarsStore.com. And best of all, you keep us on the air and fighting back against the just literal baseless insanity, bottomless insanity of the left that we're now entering into. And again, we'll make the point that This is not a result of top-down meddling directly. It is the result of decades of top-down dictation as to whether, you know, reality is taught or some sort of far leftist interpretation of reality through the filter of communist insanity. But nobody's telling these people to do these things. And as I read through some of these headlines, I think you'll understand exactly what I'm getting at here. Delta variant, according to Telegraph.co.uk, has wrecked any hopes of herd immunity, warned scientists. The Delta variant has wrecked any chance of herd immunity, a panel of experts, including the head of the Oxford vaccine team, said as they called for an end to mass testing so Britain can start to live with COVID. You know, when you hear this, for someone like myself, it's like, oh, wow, very good thing, actually. It's like, I'm finally coming around to it after a year and a half of failed measures and destructive lockdowns and tyrannical orders. They're finally realizing, hey, we can't actually get rid of this thing. Turns out the people that were telling us that a year and a half ago were right. We're just going to have to live with this thing. We're going to have to try to be healthy and wash your hands and you know, take your vitamins and let's live with this thing like we do with the flu. Because, you know, it's kind of the flu. That's what people like me feel about it. But, you know, reading this, there's a lot of people that are very mad. They don't like this. They don't like this at all. Hell, if you don't have the excuse, you can't do the tyranny. Scientists said it was time to accept that there's no way of stopping the virus spreading through the entire population, and monitoring people with mild symptoms was no longer helpful. Professor Andrew Pollard, who led the Oxford vaccine team, said it was clear that the Delta variant would infect people who had been vaccinated, which made herd immunity impossible to reach even with high vaccine uptake. It's like, well, the vaccine doesn't prevent you getting infected with the Delta infection. So just get more vaccines, right? Get your third shot. Yeah, two shots isn't effective. The third shot also won't be effective, but get it now. Totally stupid. So it's good news that, you know, some people are actually understanding this. The bad news is it was never about the virus. The virus is just the excuse to get the vaccines. The vaccines are just the excuse to get the vaccine passports. The vaccine passports are just the excuse to be able to monitor you at all times and bring about the social credit score so that they can determine whether you serve or dissent against the system, reward those who serve, and destroy those who dissent. That's what it's all about. So the vaccine is just the excuse, the disease was just the excuse for the vaccine, the excuse for the passport, the back door through which they get social credit scores. That's all this is. So we know that the vaccine was never going to work. It was never meant to work. It was meant to scare you. It was meant to get you to comply. And it's meant to kill you. Teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer rare heart complication from Pfizer jab. Study warns amid growing calls for the Prime Minister of Britain to rethink plans to inoculate 16 and 17-year-olds. Much more likely than girls to suffer myocarditis after a Pfizer jab. Doctors in the U.S. said just one of the 15 myocarditis patients was a girl. So boys are 14 times more likely to be struck down by a rare heart condition called myocarditis as a side effect to the vaccine that doesn't work. Vaccine doesn't work. It does give you myocarditis, but it's mandatory and you can't eat in a restaurant if you don't have it. New study in Israel finds a correlation in an increase in cardiac arrest and heart attacks post-vaccination. New concerning results from Israel 2021 MDA emergency calls, 25% increase in cardiac arrests and heart attacks in the 16 through 29 age group, 83.6% increase in heart attacks in women 20 to 29. According to the study, this increase was correlated with mass vaccination. Truly incredible. Truly incredible that we're still putting this out. Here's what the Rolling Stone said. COVID rage is real. We've tried being resilient. We've tried having rational conversations with friends and family members about the importance of vaccine and face masks. We're out of F's to give. Now what? They're so angry that we don't submit. They're so angry that they can't convince us to take an experimental vaccine that might make your heart explode. So they're like, we're done being patient. It's like, all right, go be done being patient then. Goodbye. Go away. Go away now. Like, But you understand what they're really saying. What they're really saying is words didn't work. And in our democracy, when words don't work, you use force to impose your will on your fellow citizens, right? It's our democracy, after all. Get rid of Orange Man bad, and then, you know, anybody that resists you, destroy them for our democracy. Here's the story from Rolling Stone. Vaccine outrage. Why the Delta variant's sudden doom effect is making us snap. It's just like... They literally are just advertising this insanity that they have. They're just like, we can't control ourselves. We're super dumb and confused and scared, and we're mad at you for that. And it's like, all right, you just want to punish us for knowing what we're talking about? COVID rage is real. And you know the people writing this are like that Vaush dude, right? We've tried having rational conversations. Just like the rational conversation we just heard, where he's like, can you prove that women have to have penis or can't have penises? Can you prove that? I'm just having a rational conversation here, right? This is the same type of rational conversation that's happening around masks. The rational conversation is, wear a mask. Well, I have all of these studies here that just routinely, time after time, without a single deviation, show that masks not only don't have a positive effect, do not prevent transmission, do not prevent infection, and in fact can increase risk of hypoxia, which is a dangerous blood condition that's lower oxygen in the blood. There's lots of problems with masks. There's also a dehumanizing effect. And worst of all, it does absolutely nothing to stop transmission and actually can increase it by providing a sort of safety blanket to make you feel like you're safe when you're actually not. I mean, you might behave in more dangerous ways that actually increase the likelihood that you're going to get the disease. And they're just like, I said take the mask. I said wear the mask. Stop talking about why you don't want to. Stop it. I want you to, and you're making me mad that you're not. So I'm going to force you to. Like, this is the rational conversation that they're having, right? Rational conversation. I just literally just study after study after study. Just like, here you go. Here's all the evidence. I played a video of Rand Paul talking about it. Just search hypoxia mask blood donor. 20,000 people they studied across all of the United States and came to a specific incontrovertible conclusion that wearing a mask increased hypoxia, which is a deadly blood condition. I can show you all of these things. Do you want to have a rational conversation? Of course not. You want to impose your will, regardless of how anybody feels about it, and in complete disregard of any limitations to human rights or, you know, bodily autonomy. All these things just go to the wayside when you have been driven into a fearful insanity by false propaganda of people who are using you. That's all this is. Dr. Fauci, I'm sorry. I know people must like to have the individual freedom, but... Well, let me stop you right there, Mr. Fauci. Let me stop you right there. No, I'm not, you know... I'm not going to say anything about this. I wish he lives a long and happy life, and, you know... I think it'll go great. I think it'll go great if he mandates vaccines. I think it'll be fantastic. I don't think anybody will resist, and I certainly won't shoot to kill anybody that attempts to inject me or my family was something that I don't approve of. And again, I don't give a rat's behind if it's safe or not. This is the line. The line is the government doesn't get to inject anything. Water, my own blood. If you would take my own blood out and want to inject it back into me, if you don't have my express and informed permission to do so, then you don't get to do it. And that's a hill I'm willing to die on. Flat out. Ooh, the vaccine's safe. I don't care. It's not. I know that it's not. And I've got plenty of reasons to resist it, but I don't give a damn. You could saline solution. If I don't give you permission to inject something into my veins and you think you have the right to, then we have a issue between us. One of us is going to get something injected into them that they don't want, and it's not going to be me. Incredible. Check out this map. Show you how important and powerful masks are. North Dakota, no masks. South Dakota, masks. And lockdowns, right? Wow, such a difference. Wow, truly incredible. Rational conversation, right? Nonsense.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Scientific evidence, experts say, proves, 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 experts say, proves.